Hello, good day, and welcome to the new episode of the Momentum Radio. Today we talk about vulnerability. Is really something that we want to have. Now, I listen to people, and also I read some news, and also some articles in magazine, and listen people talking in a meeting or a symposium, where they say that a leader should show the true self and hence to be vulnerable. And however, I asked many people what did they mean by vulnerability. And it is true that actually out of 10 people I asked, and I asked executive, and I asked entrepreneurs, and I asked also professional. Out of 10 people, I got 10 different answers. So my question was, what do you mean by vulnerability, and how would you think vulnerability should be helpful within an organization or within your organization? I got all different kind of answers. So what I did, I just went to internet and I check on the dictionary. And the first that I checked was the Cambridge Dictionary. And it said vulnerability is a noun, and I'm here, I'm reading. And it is the quality of being vulnerable, which means able to be easily hurt, influenced, or attacked. Now, this is not really, it seems more than a problem than an asset, more a liability. So I went to the master and guru of all the dictionary, Wikipedia, Mr. Wikipedia, went there. And the fact that Wikipedia doesn't have only one definition, usually has a lot of definition according to different thoughts and different sources. The first thing I read was vulnerability refers to the inability to withstand the effects of a hostile environment. So again, inability, more a liability than an asset. Then I scrolled down and found another definition for the vulnerability. It was under the label emotional definition. And here, let me read again. Let me take it out and read again for you. Is the definition of vulnerability by Brené Brown is uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. Brown goes on to suggest that vulnerability is our most accurate measure of courage, to be vulnerable, to allow ourselves to be seen. So this is probably something that resonates more with what the 10 people I interview told me, okay? To be a vulnerable man for them to allow ourselves to be truth, to be true in front of your team. So the question is, why is the quality? And I went back to my career as an executive, as an entrepreneur. Is it a quality that would have helped me in my role as a team leader? The point is that no, vulnerability wouldn't have helped me. And there are, I think, a misconception about vulnerability. So vulnerability doesn't make you a better leader. I think I try to organize my talk around three variables. One, of course, is an external factor, which is the environment you are in. There are some environments that push you to be more vulnerable and other that are more, like say, dictatorship kind of environment where you make a decision, people execute. So this is something that eventually you cannot really do a lot because it has to do with the company or your organization culture. Of course, if you're an entrepreneur, you are the one that makes the culture of your company. Then there are other two areas that I want actually to focus and discuss with you. And they're related to your role within the organization or within your company and your team. Let's focus on these two. First of all, your role. Let's say that you have a team and your role is very technical. You are a project manager that has to deliver a project within a certain time frame and with certain results. Very clear what you have to do. And the thing that you have to do, your responsibility, is to make sure that you give the product at a certain date, as just said. You're accountable for that. You got 10 people within your team, and you may decide the task to assign to every person of the team. Let's say that you got 2 people in these teams, and those 2 people can do exactly the same task. You will decide if to assign one task to, let's say, George rather than Mary, or vice versa. That's a choice that you make, and the choice you have to do in a tight time. It's a choice that maybe you are indecisive about, and you think over all night long, but then you make a decision. My question is, would help you the fact that you show your team that you don't know if assign this role to George or Mary? I don't think it would help. So showing your undecisiveness will really not help. On the other hand, let's say that you have, and it happened to me, I had to make choices in an area. At that point, I was in charge for an area that was called Europe, Middle East, and Africa, and there was also India attached. And I had to reorganize my team, reorganize all the responsibilities. Now, do you discuss with the team which role to assign to whom, or you make your decision? Now, what I'm saying to you is that I'm not saying that you shouldn't do your homework. You need to talk to people. You need to understand what their plus and their minus. You need to understand how they will serve the organization. You need to understand how that position is aligned with their personal ambitions within the company. That you need to understand. You need to talk to them. You need to sometimes share your idea of organization. But then the decision who put in which position is upon you. And it's only upon you. It wouldn't help you to be vulnerable and say, God, it's 1 week that I don't sleep at night because I don't know if Ross should go in this position rather than Michael. And I got a problem because if I put Michael, I will have maybe the responsible of the other area that will be upset because he want to promote himself, Michael, and he want to ask Michael to join his organization, his business unit. You don't do that. You just make your homework, and then it's up to you to make the decision. The second point that I want to focus is people. So we said there are 2 situations. We saw the role. So your role as a leader is not necessarily inducive to vulnerability. The second is people, the people of your team. The more expert they are, the more probably they are prone or they are open to understand your issue, your indecisiveness, because they've been there already in their own organization, okay, in their and the organization that they lead, okay? You are their leader, but their leader on organization. So they will probably understand you. The younger and the more technical they are, probably they will not understand you. They will see you as a person that doesn't have a clear idea. There's also another thing that it is important is the type of decision you are facing. For example, the more important decision is for the corporation, and the more or the higher is the not knowledge of that specific issues by you or by your organization, the higher is necessary, is the necessity of you sharing your vulnerability with your team. So let's say that you don't know exactly how to handle a situation, and on the other side, that decision is very important for your company. Okay, just to rephrase it, in this case, you may ask the people, what do they think? I don't know how to handle it. Suggest me how to handle it. But be careful here. the decision will be always yours. You listen to the people, you are open with them, but then you decide. By the way, this model about the importance of the decision and the experience in that situation is something, a model that can be used very often in the delegation of people, how to delegate a task to people. But probably I will focus on that in the next episode. What I'm saying here is that vulnerability sometimes to me is a term that is being abused, and I will replace it with authenticity, which is a completely different concept. Authenticity is the capability to listen to people, to discuss with them, to listen to their reason, to show your idea, to take their input, to take their opinion. So vulnerability, I don't think, is helping leadership. Maybe it can in some specific situation, but not as a general rule. Authenticity, it definitely will. Vulnerable is not definitely a thing you want to do when you're leading a team. Authentic, that's what you need to be. Good, it has been a pleasure. Enjoy your day and talk to you next time.